November 15. Neither excitement nor sensationalism. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. The Lord has work for you to do, and if you listen to his voice, you will not be left in darkness. The Savior says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27. "And a stranger will they not follow, for they know not the voice of strangers." Verse 5. I am sure that the Lord is revealing to you the perfection and fullness of the atoning work, that your whole heart may be filled with love and thanksgiving, and that you may reveal to others that which the Lord is revealing to you. The image of Christ engraved upon the heart is reflected in character, in practical life, day by day, because we represent a personal Savior. The Holy Spirit is promised to all who will ask for it. When you search the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit is by your side, personating Jesus Christ. The truth is a living principle made to shine in precious clearness to the understanding. And then, oh then, it is time to speak words from the living Christ. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Christ said to the woman of Samaria, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water, a well of water springing up into everlasting life." John chapter 4, verses 10 to 14. Those who have the outpouring of the gospel of Christ, which comes from the heart imbued by his Holy Spirit, will give light and comfort and hope to hearts that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. It is not excitement we wish to create, but deep, earnest consideration that those who hear shall do solid work, real, sound, genuine work that will be enduring as eternity. We hunger not for excitement, for the sensational. The less we have of this, the better. The calm, earnest reasoning from the Scriptures is precious and fruitful. Here is the secret of success. In preaching a living, personal Savior in so simple and earnest a manner that the people may be able to lay hold by faith of the power of the Word of Life. The Paulson Collection, pages 101 and 102.